Def Leppard have released a brand new music video, Hysteria, from their upcoming album, Drastic Symphonies. Arriving on May 19th, the album will see Def Leppard deconstruct some of their well-known tracks. For this album, Def Leppard have collaborated with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, with audio from original tapes merging with new performances between the bands. Drastic Symphonies was produced by Def Leppard, alongside Nick Patrick and Ronan McHugh, with Eric Gorvine working on arrangements. Check out Hysteria for yourselves below. The track list for this album is as follows. 01. Turn to Dust 02. Paper Sun 03. Animal 04. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Stripped Version 05. Hysteria 06. Love Bites 07. Goodbye for Good This Time 08. Love 09. Gods of War 10. Angels, Can't Help You Now, 11. Bringin' On the Heartbreak, 12. Switch 625, 13. Too Late for Love, 14. When Love and Hate Collide, 15. Kings of the World, Veering Off the Expected Path. Having confirmed news of this album earlier this month, Def Leppard's Joe Elliott released this statement. Def Leppard has always enjoyed veering off the expected path. Working with the likes of Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift and Alison Krauss, for example, he said. So, when the offer to revisit some of our back catalogue with the Royal Philharmonic was presented to us, to a man we all jumped at it. Although we're far from the first band to ever do this, working directly with an orchestra at Abbey Road on some of our more orchestrated songs seemed too good of an opportunity to pass up. Expanding on how this collaboration came about, Joe Elliott elaborated further in a recent interview. We first discussed this, it was put on our plate by some grown-ups about 4 years ago. And, obviously, because we were touring, we were sidetracked, he said. And then with the COVID, we did the new record, 2022's Diamond Star Halos. It's only 9 months ago now that it came out. We were actually under the radar. We were in Abbey Road recording this record without telling anybody. So we had it ready to go the following year, which is now. This comes after Joe's bandmate Rick Allen offered fans a recent update regarding his health, after being attacked outside a hotel in Florida last month. More on that from Nova here.